when they're first born, they're called?
We just called them pigs. We didn't say piglet. We said pigs.
Start out with pigs, and then when they got the next size, then
shoats.
How big are shoats?
I guess 50 to 150 or something
okay.
like that.
And then if they were going to fix a male so it didn't grow up to become a boar, they would?
They just said cutting.
Okay.
They didn't say castrate, they
okay.
just said cut.
Now, what is that animal called?
A boar.
Okay. And then the stuff on a hog's neck, the
bristles.
Yeah, and the two big things.
Tusk.
Yeah, and you mentioned this before, this word, but I want to get the plural. But you know, in a hog pen, you might have one at either end with you put the food in it.
Calves.
Yeah. And then the sound a calf makes being weaned. I don't want you to necessarily imitate the sound if you want to, but I mean, well, what you call that.
Say it bawls.
Yeah, and then the sound a cow or a calf makes at feeding time.
I didn't say moo.
Okay, that's fine. How about a horse at feeding time?
Nay.
And a hen sitting on an egg is called a?
Setting hen.
All right, and it's kind of a thing that you might put a chicken in if it might have slats on it.
Cook.
And then the bone children like to?
Pulley bone.
Okay.
We didn't say wishbone.
Okay. Now, on pulley bone, was there any special superstitions or traditions associated?
Yes, you pulled it. I mean,
yeah.
Two people pulled it. And I think the one that got the bigger piece, you put it over the door and make some kind of wish, and I forgot.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But you make a wish and put it over the door,
mm-hmm.
and I've forgotten what results.
Okay. Now, the edible insides of a pig or calf, I don't mean the detailed elements, but if you just had a general name for it.
I don't know. I think we just said liver and heart. And
okay. How about the
entrails?
All right, that'd be all right. Or how about the intestines of a hog?
Oh, the guts.
Mm-hmm. Or sometimes these things are cleaned out and fried.
We made chitlins, but
yeah.
We never did that.
Okay, no. People didn't eat chitlins here at all.
Now, I think the colored people did.
Okay.
I'm sure they had,
yeah.
Because this girl that works for us talked about it. But we never.
Okay.
I don't think the white people ever did.
The time when animals are given their food, you call that?
Feeding time.
All right. And how did you call cows in from them?
Sukkah.
Okay. And to get the, how about to make cows stand still at milking?
Sahal.
And calls to calves.
I think we just said this. We said suke.
Okay.
I think
and
that's like, well,
calls to mules or horses to make them turn left and right in plowing.
Gee and haw.
All right. And calls to horses to get them in from the pasture.
I think we just whistled. I don't remember that we called.
Well, let me just ask you about a couple of these things. How about Kojak or Quope or Cope? Those aren't familiar. All right, and to get a horse started when it's standing.
Get up.
And then to urge it on after it's started, it's moving along.
I don't know.
And to get a horse to stop, you say.
Whoa.
And to get him to back up.